watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 edition. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, I just caught the last couple of minutes of your comments talking about legal defense fund having to carry on this legal battle. His question is, with who? Well, it's all on the website. I'll send you the link. But basically, Tom Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, is suing me, my wife, Victoria Bishop, the owner of Michigan Broadcasters, the owner of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and my show, Your Defending Fathers. All the information is there. Feel free to donate. Please share the text message that I sent to you and explain the seriousness of what we're facing. So greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate you guys sharing the link to that website. We are running a promotion on our Twitter X account, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy's X account. It's been shared. It's been seen. We're getting people to see it, but the donation stopped basically over the weekend, and we need to kickstart it. We need to raise more money. We've got to reach our goal, or we're not going to be able to defend the suit, and we'll lose by default. So just being honest with you guys, telling it like it is, this is what we're up against, and we need your help. Now, one of the things that I was following MERS News Service and other stories coming out of Lansing is how this new announcement was perceived by the media. What am I talking about? Well, on Saturday at the Lapeer County Republican Lincoln Day dinner, Kevin Kayefsky announced that he's running for attorney general. He's the first Republican to file and to make the public announcement. Michigan deserves an attorney general who roots out corruption, prosecutes crime, and will make sure every legal vote counts. Remember, earning trust for elections requires accountability for election fraud. No more games, no more excuses. Nessel, as you know, Attorney General Dana Nessel cannot run for re-election in 2026 because of term limits. And Kayefsky is the first Republican candidate to publicly launch his campaign for Attorney General in 2026. Now, the interesting thing that the media is focusing on is that Kayefsky, 43 years old, owns a law firm with his wife, and he currently represents Clifford Frost Jr., who's charged with multiple felonies, including forgery, for signing his name to a certificate that falsely declared now President Donald Trump as the winner of Michigan's 2020 Electoral College votes. While being an elector, the Republicans signed an alternate offering to go to the U.S. Senate. At the time, Vice President Mike Pence was chairing the January 6th Electoral College voting. That's what the basis is of the lawsuit. We'll finish the story the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. As President Trump is heading to Michigan today, he's going to do a rally down at the Macomb County Community College, 12 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan. Celebrates today his first 100 days in his second term as the 47th president. Trump is picking up basically where he left off, but he's expanding on key priorities that he had from his first term. One of the things that is pretty interesting, upon returning to the White House, President Donald Trump rolled out a series of executive actions and sweeping policy changes, making his first 100 days among the most consequential starts to a presidential term in modern U.S. history. Now serving as the 47th president, Trump is picking up where he left off, revisiting key priorities from his first term that were delayed by the Russian investigation, derailed by the COVID-19 pandemic, and was derailed by the nationwide Black Lives Matter riots. Well, Trump had 4 years to refocus and has come out with unprecedented intensity on the staple issues that has defined his Make America Great Again agenda. Securing the border, countering China's unfair trade practices, increasing domestic energy production, and many more. But specifically on these three fronts, the president has taken actions many didn't see coming, including a broad tariff strategy that has targeted all global trading partners with the United States, or paying El Salvador to house illegal immigrant gang members. Trump shattered President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's records of 99 executive orders in his first 100 days, potentially positioning himself as being one of the most influential presidents in reshaping Washington, D.C. His supporters have hailed Trump's first 100 days back in the Oval Office as a restoration of American values and strength, while his opponents condemn what they see as overreach and constitutional chaos. Trump has raced to build momentum on both domestic and foreign fronts, recognizing without early progress, the window for advancing key items on his agenda would close quickly. So let's take a look at his first 100 days of his second term. Look at the major actions he's taken so far and what the results have been. Border and immigration. Among the most notable moves of Trump was the immediate crackdown on illegal immigration. He initiated a large-scale deportations and significantly curbed the flow of migrants flowing through our southern border, an action that won broad approval from the voters. On day one, he signed 10 executive orders that set the stage for increased focus on illegal immigration, crime, and fentanyl entering into our country. These actions also included a national emergency declaration directing troops to the border, reinstating his previous Remain in Mexico policy, ending Biden's catch and release, restarted border wall construction, and he designated criminal cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. And he signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship. Well, some of these efforts have since been challenged in court. Additionally, Trump imposed tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China in February, justifying it as his response to illegal immigration and fentanyl flowing into the United States via these countries. Trump's policies have dramatically lowered nationwide border encounters with illegal immigrants. Border Patrol data showed that the lowest Southwest border crossings in history for March dropped down well below the daily numbers previously experienced under Biden. So basically what they're saying, Biden's daily crossings is what we're now experiencing monthly. Tom Homan was on Fox News yesterday. You know how many illegal crossings they had on Monday, this yesterday date? Announced that as of him going on Fox News yesterday, Monday, they had 38 illegal crossings across the southern border. 38. Wow. That's a huge drop. Next, economy and trade. As inflation eased a bit in March, thanks to falling gas prices and concerns about the economy, particularly based on foreign trade policies, has increased anxiety and eroded some consumer confidence. As a result, sharp decline in the stock market, which is already recovering. The tariffs move triggered stock market volatility, which wiped out trillions of dollars in market value and alarming millions as they watched their retirement savings shrink. President Trump urged Americans to be patient, saying there will be short-term economic pain in order to reap long-term benefits. Don't sell, stay the course. Now, one of the things that the story talks about is at the very center of the hardline trade policy is an unsettling fact. Last year, under Biden, in 2024, the United States posted a $1.2 trillion trade deficit. This was the largest in recorded history. A Spanish economist, Daniel Lacalle, told the Epoch Times that the large trade deficit, along with the mounting national debt, proved that the United States has long suffered from unfair foreign trade practices, including both tariffs as well as non-tariff barriers, manipulation of foreign currencies, foreign countries flooding our market with cheap, low-priced cost of labor to produce those products, dumping into our market. Well, the administration retained the 10% baseline tariffs on all trading partners. However, after announcing it on April 2nd, President Trump paused the reciprocal tariffs for 90 days on all countries except China. Now, as of yesterday, Donald Trump's administration, the United States, is now negotiating trade deals with 90 foreign countries. 90 countries have contacted him and said, Mr. President, we would like to come and talk to you and renegotiate our trade deal. Well, the one that's lingering, because China is saying that they are going to fight to the end, has created foreign policy that is causing the 145% tariffs on Chinese products to basically end Beijing's unfair trade practices. Trump's tariff strategy is to build a global trade bloc and isolate China economically, according to a senior fellow at the UK-based think tank Henry Jackson Society. According to Christopher Balding, Donald Trump is in this for the long term. This is not a bluff. This is the real deal. the sooner China realizes it, the sooner they would be willing to negotiate. First reaction was Panama. First Latin American country to exit China's Belt and Road Initiative under Washington's pressure. The president is also freeing up military resources in Europe and the Middle East to focus on countering Beijing's geopolitical ambitions. Less than a month into his second term, Panama became the first Latin American country to exit China's Belt and Road Initiative. A U.S.-led group also announced plans to acquire Panama Canal ports from a Hong Kong company. This is a strategic win, even though the deal is still pending and has not yet closed. Trump administration is pressuring allies to reduce economic ties with China. Cracking down on trans shipments and blocking Chinese investments. While Trump expresses optimism about reaching a trade deal with Beijing, Balding says that the Washington efforts to weaken the Chinese regime's global influence will continue regardless the outcome of the negotiations. What Donald Trump's doing, people, is he's basically taking back the financial economic relationship with the world, taking it back away from China. Interesting. Third area. Energy. Trump has moved full throttle to reshape the United States energy sector. On Inauguration Day alone, January 20th, he signed six executive actions aimed at unleashing American energy. He declared a national energy emergency, and he hasn't slowed down ever since. Trump removed the United States from the Paris Climate Accords. He eliminated the electric vehicle mandates. He opened massive areas in Alaska for fossil fuel development, diluted restrictions on the coal industry, and rolled back reams of Environmental Protection Agency regulations. And he removed the mention of climate change from all government public websites. No more climate change anywhere. President, actions aims to drive a full shift in energy and environmental policies, focusing on deregulation, reversing Biden's administration's push for decarbonization. Number one goal, undo everything Biden and others did over the last 4 years. I'm telling you, folks, gas prices are going to be coming down soon. On the hour news break, hour number three, final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, driving business.